One of the most essential concepts of our perek is that of Yeyush. Yeyush, when it comes to a case of Aveda, when you look in the Sugya in Bava Kama and Daf Samach Vav, there Rabba questions the role of Yeyush regarding cases of Geneva and Gzela as well. And even when it comes to cases of Aveda, as you know, there's a fundamental difference regarding the timing of Yeyush. If a person loses an object, and then there is Yeyush, and subsequently it is found, so therefore the finder has a right to keep the chefetz. However, if that would not be the order, but rather an Aveda, and the Motz Aveda now seizes that chefetz, subsequently there's Yeyush, in such an instance, so then one would not be allowed to do so, there is a Chovas Hashava. Tosus is even bothered, Bava Kama Daf Samach Vav. How can Rabbi even assume the possibility of deriving Yeyush in cases of Gnev and Gzela from the case of Aveda? In a case of Aveda, it's only if the Yeyush was first, and only afterwards it was Asil Rishusa. Obviously, that's not the case when it comes to Gnev and Gzela. The moment the person goes in and seizes it, in such a case, it is already considered to be in the Rishus of the Ganav for the Gazlan. How can Rabbi even think that Yeyush would be applicable in that case when the model is Aveda, and even within Aveda, it is only considered to be relevant when it comes to Yeyush before Asi Rishus Motzi Aveda. Tosus is Kash. Why should that make a difference at all when it comes to a case of Aveda? Whether indeed that the Yeyush occurred before or after it was found. Tosus writes in Bava Kama, we'll have to see what this means. And Daf Samach Vav and Aleph, the Kfar Nischayiv Bahashava. After all, if Yeyush did not yet occur, so now, here and now, you're obligated to return. And apparently, the subsequent Yeyush cannot go ahead and uproot the prior Chovas Hashava. As opposed to a case where it was lost, there was Yeyush, and then subsequently, indeed, it was found. If you look in the Ramban Mochamas, Daf Yudal Mabez and Dapi Harit, there the Ramban writes something that is incredibly, incredibly essential. The Ramban writes the following: why should it make a difference whether indeed the Yeyush occurred before or after it is found now in the hand of the Motze Aveda? And there the Ramban writes an incredible Yesod that Yeyush is not chal on that which is Bershusa. We're talking about Aveda. Aveda means that it's something which is Einu Breshusi. True, in a certain sense, yes, it is still mine. It's still Shali. But it's not accessible. It's not something that I can go ahead and utilize. So in that case, it is Einu Breshusa. And therefore, one understands, when you have that which is Einu Breshusa, then Yeyush will, in some shape or form, sever my link to that particular chefetz. But the premise, of course, is that the object is not Bishusi. Let's assume, for example, a person is Miyayish, he will never find this object. Lo and behold, it was under his nose, right? It was sitting there squarely in his Rishus. A person can't find his glasses only because he's wearing his glasses. In such a case, the Ramban writes that the Yeyush is not Chal, because how can Yeyush be Chal on that which is considered to be Bishusi? So the Ramban writes through the following Chiddush, that's the Yesod of Yeyush when it comes to a case of Aveda. You know why the timing is so critical? Because the given, step one, the axiom, Yeyush is only chal on a davar she'eino b'shusa. If I go and I lose an object, that's not b'shusi. If I'm a Yeyush, okay, somehow I am detached from that chayfetz. But let's assume the following, that I lose an object, but it was found. It was found. Now it's in the possession of the Motz Aveda. Ramban writes the Chiddush, it is still considered to be now Bershusi. It is Bershusi. In what semper form? Because after all, you know the Sugyim, Ksuvastaf Memtes, Bavakamadaf Nunvav, that a Shomer Aveda, has a Chiyuv Achrayis. The Chiddush of Yosef, the Shomer Aveda's Dino Kishomer Safa. When I go ahead and I ask the Shomer, that object that you're holding, on whose behalf are you being Machsik the Chayfetz? You know what the answer of the Shomer is? On behalf of the Bala Chayfetz. And therefore, even though it's true that the Bala Chayfetz is completely unaware as to its location, But the one who is machzik ba'ad bala chefetz, and therefore it's considered to be b'rishusi. And as such, therefore, yeyush cannot be chal. That's the chiddush the mochamas. Daf yadal mebeis and daf yarif. And with this in mind, what is the mochamas discussing? A sugi and daf chavav mebeis, where the Gemara says the following. Imagine I lose an object. And someone takes hold of it. Wonderful. No, not wonderful. Right? Natla amnas lagozla. He's taking it, not with the intent in any shape or form to return, but rather he's doing so in order to keep it for himself. Amanas lagozla. So the Gemara tells us, over bekulam, by doing such a thing, realize what you've done. After all, that you're violating a law of gezel, seizing something illicitly. You violated the isra of the sucha lehisalim, and you're failing to fulfill hashev teshivim. And therefore, as the Rambam writes, Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Gezel Aveda, Hilchos Aleph Beis, you violate three different mitzvahs. The essay of Hashem Teshiv, amen, to love him. Let's assume, for example, there's Yeyush. And all of a sudden, Lachar Yeyush, you know what, that I have a change of mind, a change of heart, I decide, let me return the chefetz to the rightful owner. Does that help? Somehow does that undo the various isurim? So the Gemara writes that no matanahu di'ayvle v'isura da'avad. That's the lashon of Gemara. Chafav mebeis. What exactly does that mean? Really, returning the chayfitz, the rightful owner, literally a matana, and isura da'avad, meaning that that's only considered to be a matana ba'alma, in no shape or form does it undo. Tosus writes, how can that possibly be? When you seized it, you violated Isra of Geza, and therefore the Heshiva Sagzala Shogaza. When you seized it, good, you violated an Isra of Losucha Lizalim, but isn't there a chiyuv of Hashev Teshivim? So how can you possibly argue that at this point in time, that there was Yeyush, I understand. The Yeyush was La'afar Das Liyadeh. So why do I argue that returning that chayfetz is simply considered to be Matanu Di'ayivlei and Mada Avad Avad? How can that possibly be? So Tosus writes the following, Nu Chiddush, that's really not what the Gemara means. The Gemara tells us by seizing the chayfetz, there were three problems. Returning the chayfetz does not solve all three problems. That's how Tosus interprets the Gemara. It doesn't solve all three problems. It solves two, but it doesn't solve a third. As far as the Gezel is concerned, of course it solves. As far as Hashev Teshivim, of course it resolves Hashev Teshivim. I took the Chepitz and I returned it to its original owner. When the Gemara says that Isuri the Avar Avar, it means the one Isur, namely, Lo Sucha Lehisam. The fact that you had a change of heart, and the fact that you decided right here now to go ahead and to return, that is not going to resolve the fact that initially that was not your mindset at all, and therefore the Isra of Losuch Lisalim remains, that remains intact. So even though the Gemara says Matanu Diyoivne and Isura de Avaravar, it means Isura, one Isra remains. B'nei Chinami, the Hashava is affected in terms of the Hashavas Aveda and the Hashavas Hagzela. You look in the Rambam, Hilchos Gzela Aveda, Perek Yedalet, Halachavav, the Rambam quotes the Gemara Pekshuta. And that is, in such an instance, Natla, Amanas Lagozla, the Rambam writes, realize, you violated two laws, and Esei HaKamosha V'Yarnu, and the Rambam writes, and if you decide to return Lachar Yeyash, the Rambam writes, Kfar Oval Al Ha'isurim. The Isurim remain intact. Not just simply Losucha Lehisalim, but that's really not considered to be a Hashavas Aveda. That's not considered to be V'heishivis HaGzele Shogaza. How can that possibly be? Why would one argue that the Hachzara Sabe'en somehow is not Mitanatek those Isurim? Why should that be the case? So that Ramban, the Mochamas, Daf Yedal Mabez, writes a stunning Kiddush. And that's as follows, that This is comparable to Yeyush Kodem da Asiliyad. Kodem da Asiliyad. That sounds remarkable. Yeyush in Aveda is certainly effective before it reaches the Motzei Aveda. But that didn't happen here. Here, a person went ahead and sees the Chepetz. Natla. He sees the Chepetz. And Yeyush was afterwards. No, the Ramban writes, that's like Yeyush before. Why is that true? Why is that considered to be as though that Yeyush first, followed by the Netivas HaChepetz, in which case Yeyush indeed is Koneh? Because even though it's true, you seize the Chepetz, the Ramban writes, Kemunachas al Garbei HaKarka. It's as though it's still sitting there on the ground as it was when it was in a lost state. Why exactly is that true? Ooh, that's the Chiddush, Poshav Shatav Ramban. Why is there a difference when it comes to Aveda between Yeyush, which is Kodem Das Liyadeh, and Yeyush, which is La'achar Das Liyadeh? Why does that make a difference? So that's the Yisod that the Ramban writes, because when it's Achar Das Liyadeh, and your Machzik, Petorah Shomer Aveda, it is considered to be Birshuso of the Baal Aveda. And Yeyush Birshuso Lomani. When can I say that that's true? That it's considered to be Yeyush, Birshus Habaylim, and such Yeyush is Nachal, that's only true if the Machzik is doing so Ba'ad Habaylim. However, in this particular case, where the person who sees the Chepetz did so Amanas Lagozla, you can honestly argue that when the Chepetz is in his possession, so therefore, it's considered to be in the Rishus of the Baal HaChepetz? Absolutely not. When it comes to Negneva, Zela, Shneinu Le'yotalati, Zelafi Sheino Shelo, Zelafi Sheino Rishusa. So it means the Chepetz is Adayin, Eino Rishusa. In other words, the Chepetz is as though, literally, it's Munach HaGabe HaKarka. In which case, when there is Yeyush, it's Yeyush Kodem, Da Osei Liyadeh. And therefore, the Yeyush indeed is Chal. And if the Yeyush is Chal in such a case, very literally, then it is considered to be Matanu Diyavle and Isura de Avad Avad, not just in terms of Losucha Lehisalim. Ooh, that's the Chiddush of Ramban. And Daf Yudal Mebeis and Daf Beharif. The whole Yisod of Yeyush is a question of it's impactful, it's effective, whether it's Bershuso, whether it's not. You know, with this you can resolve the Kashatosis, Bavakamadav Samatvav. The Gemara suggests that you can derive Yeyush in cases of Gneva, Gzela, from cases of Yeyush when it comes to Aveda. That sounds impossible. Because in Aveda, it only works Kodas Liyadeh. And by definition, that's not true when it comes to Gzela and Aveda. The moment I steal the Chepetz, in such a case, it's already Os Liyadeh. Us to the other. So how can the Gemara say, Havimino, Tosus is Kasha? You know what the answer is? Yes, perhaps Yeyush is more encompassing in Gneva Aveda than it is in Aveda. Wow. Because in Gzela and Gneva, the Machzik is not doing so bad Habaylin. Mashinki, when it comes to a case of Aveda. In Aveda, that's called Yeyush Beshuso. But in Gzela, that's not true. It remains Eino Bershuso even after it was seized by the Ganav and the Gazlan. And that Pashup Shat is the Ramban's difference between Hetera or Isura Osliyadeh. That very Sugyan, Bava Kamanda, Samachav. Why indeed should that make a difference? Whether it's Hetera, Isura Osliyadeh. Why exactly is that true? If one is going to argue that Ayyadeyeyush, Bailus is Faka, so does it really matter whether I was able to retrieve it beheter b'iser, according to Ramban, absolutely. Because b'meh dvarim amurim, when you can argue that the chayfetz now is considered to be in the reshus of the original Baal HaRishonim, only if hetera os liyadeh, or the motzei aved is machzik ba baal habayis. However, if that would not be the case, then certainly not. And therefore you understand that when it comes to Yeyush, of course, there's a fundamental difference in terms of the timing and a possibility of the Gemara that in cases of Gzela Vaveda, not necessarily. What is the difference? In Gzela Vaveda, the gun of the Gazlan is not being Machzik Ba'ad, Ba'alam HaRishonim. Unlike here, now it's considered indeed to be a davar, a davar b'shusa. This whole deal of the Ramban, no doubt, will revert back to the very basic question. What exactly is the source of Yeyush? How do I know that Yeyush is considered to be impactful? And here, as I'm sure you've seen, a couple of possibilities. Rashi, in the very opening Mishnah, explains that why is it that simanim are so important? Why is it that if it's a metzia, where there is no significant simen in such a case, it is considered to be yours to keep? Rashi comments, because after all, if there is no simen which is there, yishemayish. Rashi writes that there is yeush. Rashi adds the words vadlu hefke. We'll have to assess that. And Rashi writes that's true of all the cases in the Mishnah. After all, if there's a simen, a hope of retrieval, if not, therefore, a person will forego any possibility of seeing the chepetz again. And in such a case, the realization, the role of simanim, of course, will be a determining factor whether there was not yeush. And indeed, exactly, the Mishnah daf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, Av Simla, Haisa Bichlal, that why is it when it comes to the Parsha of Hashavas Aveda and Dvaram Chafez, that the Torah goes out of its way, and mentions the Chain Tasa, the Simla? So of course, isn't that typical of any case of Avedu? No. Simla so means Masimim Liyachodim, Simanim, Tovim. The same thing is true here as well. And as Rashi explains, because without that, there is indeed going to be Yeyush. And Tosfos just writes explicitly, that's the source. That's the source of Yeyush. Tosfos is bothered, because that sugyim, bavakamad, samafav, the Gemara just says as a given, davar pashut, that Yeyush works when it comes to Aveda. Do I have a right to argue it's not only true in cases of Aveda, but that should be relevant even when it comes to cases of Gzela as well? Or do I argue, no, there's a fundamental difference? Yisur l'asiyade, heter l'asiyade. So Tosfos is very bothered that there seems to be something which is missing. How do you know that it functions when it comes to a case of Aveda? Let the Gemara demonstrate that, yes, this is the source in Aveda, and do I have a right to broaden it to other cases as well? So Tosfos says, what do you mean? That this is exactly the source, this entire sugya. Why is it that simanim indeed are so important? And therefore, b'chein tasa v'simasa, that is the source of yeush. That's the chiddush that Tosfos writes. And you read Tosfos on and on and on, and therefore the very end of the Tosfos, and daf chav zayin, and Tosfos and bava kama, and daf samafav, Yerushalmi, with the very beginning of our parak, that quotes a very different mantra. Yerushalmi says, minayin, the yeush, bayin. Where do you see that yeush is impactful, it's effective? And Yerushalmi quotes a very, very different drasha. Asher tovad mimenu. What exactly does that mean? That, you know, that somehow I lost track of. It's not something that I can retrieve. It's not something within my access. But it's mitsuye itzel acherim. But if you have something where that is not true at all, it is not asher tovad mimenu, but it's beyond my reach. And even more than that, it is considered to be that which is avud mikol olam. So in such a case, then that would not be the instance at all. What's the difference between mimenu as opposed to avud mikol olam? Very simply, avud mikol olam, that's exactly yeush. It's something that cannot be found. As opposed to asher tovad mimenu, it's something that can be found. I'm hopeful that it'll be returned. And therefore, that's exactly the yisod of yeush. Very, very different from simply simlaso, the source of yeush, based on typical simanim. You know, it's something surprising. When you look at these Rashis here in Bava Metzia, Rashi stresses simanim, simlaso, and you look in that very sugya, in Bava Kama and Daf Samachav, where the Gemara mentions that, look, Yeyush works in Aveda, and is it possible to expand? And what is the source of? Rashi quotes the Yerushalmi. Poshub Shat, Rashi understood that this is not necessarily a stira. The drasha of the Yerushalmi and the need for simanim, but somehow they are linked, they're related. Mashlimin zeze. And in such a case that Rashi did not feel at all discomfort reciting Rabbi Yochanan in Yerushalmi. What's surprising, no doubt, is that those seem to be two very, very different halachas. Something which is avuda mikol adam. That really is just simply a function of Yeush, meaning that if it's avuda mikol adam, in such an instance, then I give up any hope of seeing the Stefitz again, and therefore, really, it's the Yeush Bailim that allows one to go ahead and to keep. Is that really the case? When you look in the Sugya and Daf Chaf Aleph, the Sugya and Daf Chaf Beis, it does not seem that way at all. And this is highlighted by Shita Mekubetzes. Shita Mekubetzes here in our parak, and Daf Chaf Aleph, the name of the Rashba, Shita Mekubetzes and Baba Kamed of Samach Vav, the name of the Rush, those are identical halachos. Yeyush and Avudu Mikol Olam. I would just argue, yeah, those are two examples where a person feels that he will never again be able to see this chayfetz, it will never be returned. Doesn't seem that way at all. When the Gemara mentions that extreme case, even the Bavli, Chaf Aleph, Chaf Beis, you have a case of Zutel Shel Yam, you have a case of Shatfa Nahar, you have cases where all of a sudden, right, there's a gale wind, there's a surge, there's a tide, and all of a sudden my chayfetz, right, is cast out to sea. So in such an instance, that's mamish avuda mikol adam. Avuda mikol adam. That's the halacha simply of simlasa. Is that really the case? Shita Kubetzes writes in Rashba, of course not. That is hefker gamur. Hefker gamur. The language of Shita Mekubetzes. Mistaber dahavi hefker gamur. That's a case of yeyush. That's a case of absolute hefker. Let's assume, for example, Shita Kubetzes writes the Chiddush of Abaye, that yeyush shelo midas lo havi yeyush. If a person is unaware, you cannot argue that there was yeyush. Because had he been, no, that's insufficient. The bottom line is he's clueless. And if you're clueless, how can you argue that there was yeyush? Is that a requirement when it comes to zutel shalom? When it comes to shafanar, that I have to be aware of? And if I am not aware of what occurred, I'm going to argue that I still retain that level of bailus. Shita Kubetzes writes, of course not. Of course not. There, you don't need any sense of active yeyush, but the reality of the fact that this is irretrievable, the fact that this is sitting on the bottom of the ocean. So in such a case, that the Shita Kubetzes writes is considered to be absolute hefker. And who makes this point? Rashi and Daf Chaf Aleph Mabez. Rashi writes that these sugyas are true even lifnei yeyush. Even lifnei yeyush. Surprising in light of the Rashi Baba Kama Daf Samach Vav. Rashi writes the source of yeyush is this Yerushalmi, but Rashi writes, realize that this case of Umnei Kal Adam is even lifnei yeyush. The Gemara's Mafurish, of course, even if there are simanim. Let's assume, for example, it's a case of Omad Vitzavach. The person is screaming, I'm not miyayish. Right? In light of all the zutel shoyam and so on. Oh, the hurricane is occurring and the guy somehow is foolishly sitting there and he's not miyayish. No, Shita Kubetzes writes, oh, what he's saying is absurd. It's not just bakla daito. No, that, what do you mean? That something that is beyond reach, you don't find that they're dine bailos. But so surprising that anyone, the Yerushalmi Rashi, would equate the typical halach of yeyush with cases of avuda mikol adam, of asher tovad mimenu. Ooh, and that famous comment of Nesivos, Reish Samach Beis, Sivkot and Gimel. When exactly is yeyush chal? When really does it kick in? That I'm a yayish, I got that. But at what point would you say that my dominion, my shlita, my bailus is papa? Is that really true, b'shas yeyush? Or is that not the case? Is that not the case? Ooh, so Nesivos writes a stunning chiddush. And that is, there is such a fundamental difference between yeyush as opposed to hefker. When it comes to hefker, I'll ask a simple question, that when exactly is the hefker chal? When exactly is my bailus paka? The answer is not so simple. You know, this is a machlokus in the Darim, Daf Mem Gimel, Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. Do we assume that Hefker is Kimatana? Is Hefker Kimatana? What's the Chiddush of Matana? Ad the Asi L'Rishus Zoche. Matana means that, good, I intend to go in to get rid of, but the bottom line is, the Chepitz does not leave my Rishus until, right? Hamakne, but he's gone. And therefore, Ad Asi L'Rishus Zoche. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that's true of Hefker as well. Such a stunning Chiddush, that Hefker is considered to be Kematana. Ooh, the Ramban, Safin, Daftalu Adeis, right, invokes the Shita Rabbi Yossi to distribute the Shita of Aliyat Osus. We discussed not so long ago. Now that Midaraisa, Bito, Ba'alma, Sagi, when it comes to cases of Chametz Pesach, what exactly does Sagi mean? Sagi mean, ooh, Rashi, the Rambam, Targum. That's Tashbisu. Tashbisu is hashbasa belev hi hashbasa. And Tosu says that's not true. Tashbisu does not mean bittel. Tashbisu means that a person has to destroy the chametz, either b'choldava, the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, the indir chametz ella b'sreifa. But you don't fulfill tashbisu by just simply a mindset of. But what do you mean? The Gemara says that bittel b'ama sagi. What does sagi mean? Not to fulfill the chobas tashbisu, sagi to avoid. Bayram Bay Matzeh. How do you avoid Bayram Bay Matzeh? Because you only violate Bayram Bay Matzeh if the chametz is yours and bittel is mitam hefker. And once you are mafkir, the chametz, it is no longer yours. And therefore, you're not going to violate Bayram Bay Matzeh. Did you fulfill the mitzvah tashbisu? Tosu says no. But it's enough to avoid the lavim daraisa of Bayram and Bayram Matzeh. So the Ramban writes, really, that's true that Tashbisu is Midin Hefker? And the Ramban lists Kasha after Kasha after Kasha against the Shita of Aliyat Osus, and one of them is exactly this point. When exactly is Hefker Chal? Hefker is Chal Miad? Or is Hefker only Chal Kimatana Adas L'Shuzoche? And that's the Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi, the Chachamim, Nedarim, Daf Mem Gimel. And Rabbi Yossi's sheet is that Hefker is considered to be Kimatana. Only Adas L'Shuzoche. So imagine, a person would be engaging in Tashbisu, but the Chametz is still his until someone else is Zoche. Really? It's 10 minutes before the Zman Isser, and I'm saying Kol Chamira, and the answer is no, the Chametz is still considered to be in your Rishus, and only if and when someone else acquires it, then we assume. The Ramban writes, that can't be. So this is a fundamental machlokes regarding the cases of Hefker. And what about when it comes to Yeush? And what about when it comes to Yeush? Ooh, so that's the Chiddush of Nesivus. Maybe it's not a Chiddush of Nesivus. Maybe it's a Tosus. A Tosus b'vakamis ha'machlav marav d'maskel keva. You know what Tosus writes? That Yeush eino kehefker gam. It is not legam. You consider it to be like hefker. Tosus already uses those words that realize there's a fundamental difference between Yeush as opposed to hefker. That's why Tosus says when it comes to Yeush, there's a difference between Heter and Isura, Asli Yadeh. And Tosus says there's no such difference when it comes to absolute Hefker. If it was absolute Hefker, even if it's Isura, Asli Yadeh. Why? Because Tosus says, realize, you cannot equate Yeush with Hefker. The Tosus, Baba Kamen, Afsam above. But Tosus doesn't explain exactly why. Tosus is explicit that these are not synonyms. Yeush and Hefker. But what exactly is the difference between them? Ooh, Sinusivus writes, right? Some of Lady. So Sinusimitabov. This is the fundamental difference. When it comes to cases of Hefker, you know, we can debate. Exactly when is the chalos? When does it leave your rishus? Miyad? Or ad the us rishus zochem? Machlokus, Rabbi Yossi, Chachamim. And we hold like the Shitas, Chachamim. That Hefker is chal. Miyad, my bailus is paka, even if no one else acquired. But you know what? What Rabbi Yossi thought was the case when it comes to Hefker kamatana, adas l'rishus zoche, ooh, that is indeed the fact when it comes to Yeush. Good, a person is miyayish, but the Yeush itself does not mean that the chayfetz leaves in any shape or form the Bailus of the Bailim HaRishonim. It means subsequently. When a person goes in, is Motzaveda. So therefore, now it's Asir Rishu Zoche. However, up until now, that's not true. So therefore, that's the chiddush that the Nesivos writes, the way Rabbi Yossi described Hefker. Oh, that's what we lose when it comes to Yeush, and therefore, a fundamental difference. So therefore, even the Nesivos admits, let's say you're dealing with cases that are avudim ikalada, shadfanar, zuto shoyam. In those cases, that's not just simple Yeush. Simple Yeush. That's comparable to Hefker Gomor, she who gets his rights. And therefore, the Sivas points out in those cases, the Bailus is Paka Miyad. It's not that my object at the bottom of the ocean is still mine until someone else comes and is able to seize it. It's a Budumi Kalada. That certainly is Chal Miyad. Even if Yeush is only Chalada Aster Shus Zochin. So the notion that one is going to equate the case of simple Yeush with the case of Umekalam, that no doubt is striking. After all, that Das is not necessary. Even opposite, Amar Vitzavach, even if you hold that Yeush is only Chalach Arzman, in cases of Zuto Shoyam and Shatfanar, there, the Bailas is Paka Miyad. Surprising that Rashi, the Yerushalmi, can use this as a source for typical cases of Yeush, where they're so different. And according to that Nesivos, indeed, they're worlds apart. After all, Aser Shuzok, as opposed to that which is Chal Miyah. So again, just to emphasize, Tosos does mention a distinction. Tosos says, don't make the mistake and equate Yeush with Hefker. Alamayin afkamina, Yisur Aser Yadah. But whether or not Tosus is referring to the chiluk of the Nesivos, that maybe yes, maybe no, a possibility in Tosus, but maybe not. You know, according to the Nesivos, one could resolve, akasha of Tosus. The Gemara toward the end of Bava Kamma Kufte Zayin describes the following, that Rav Safra was traveling with a caravan, and aside from the group that were on their tiyul, there was a lion that accompanied them. Okay. It was necessary to feed the lion each and every day, and there was like a rotation that every day someone would give a chamor to the lion would eat, and he would accompany the caravan. He was their shepherd. Good. It was Rav Safra's turn, and therefore he went ahead and he offered at the chamor to the lion. Surprising. The lion didn't eat. The lion was not interested in Rav Safra's chamor. Okay. So quickly, no. Rav Safra went and he acquired that chamor. Somehow seeming to indicate that, you know what, that the fact that he placed it in front of the Ari, the Bailos was paka. And when Dari did not go ahead and consume it, now it was necessary to go ahead and to reacquire. Okay, no, the Gemara says not really. Rav Safra, the Rav Kadamil Sehudava. That which Rav Safra did, that, you know, he didn't want there to be any tumult. Maybe someone else would be Kona, and they would claim that it was his. So he went ahead and seized it, but that seizure was not necessary at all. The seizure was not necessary at all because his Bailos was not Paka. His Bailos was not Paka. Oh, okay. So even in such an instance, where the chamor was placed before the Ari, with the assumption that the Ari would go ahead and eat it, the Bailos is still retained. Wow. And in such a case, there's no need to reacquire. It never left your Rishus. The Mar Mefureshes. Bava Kamma Kufte Zayin. Tosus is bothered. Isn't that against our Perek? No? But Metzia Dav Chav Dalit Hamatzil Miyad Ari Hareza Shalom. No, all of a sudden I see that an Ari is trouncing this animal, and you know what I do? Somehow I'm able to seize that animal. It's yours. Now the Bible says, "Paka." And the behemoth is considered to be yours, not the Bible and Rishonim. Tosas writes, Mamasha, Astira Gluya. In Bava Kamma Kufte Zayin, we assume that the Bailos is not Paka, Here we assume absolutely the Bailus is indeed Paka. Matsum Yad Hari. How do you resolve that difficulty? That difficulty. You know what Tosfos writes? There's no Gzera Shava. Ari, 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 Ari. No, it all depends, right? Obviously, you're dealing with different types of lions, Tosfos says. No? Matsum Yad Hari means you're dealing with, I would say, a vicious lion. No? Matsum Yad Hari. The case of Safra, that was like pretty unusual, no? That, he was our security guard. No? He was like the shomer. That was a friendly lion. A friendly lion. No? So, in a friendly lion, your Bible is not baka. In an aggressive lion, matsum yad hari, then the Bible is considered to be baka. So Tosfos says, yeah, you're right. Both stories involve an ari, but you know what? There's no zereshava. There's no tzereshava shabahem. Some cases will assume, yes, your Bailus is Baka. Sometimes the Bailus is not Baka. Okay, good, 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 good. You know, according to the Nesivis, oh, beautiful, beautiful. No, you don't have to kind of psychoanalyze the Ari. No, but yeah, what's the case? Something is placed before our, is there Yeyush Bailu? So I'll say, yes, there's Yeyush Bailu. There's Yeyush Bailu, not some Yad Ari. There's Yeyush Bailu in a case where an animal is being fed to an Ari. But Yeush is only Ada Asidur Shazoche. Yeush is not Chal Miyad. Your Bailus is not Paka Miyad. But rather, Ad Da Asi Lershus Zoche. That's exactly the difference in the cases. No, you don't have to add any Hechatinses. In the case of Matsu Miyad Ari, what exactly does that mean? That an animal is being threatened by a lion, and I, who am I? No, the Zoche. I went ahead and I grab hold of that animal that was about to be devoured. That's asir shozoche. So then it's how? In the case of Rav Safra, what happened? That it was fed to that. The animal didn't eat. And therefore what happened? It was never asir shozoche. Not a kash at all. He hanosenes. That's exactly the resolution to the steer of Avakam, of a Metzia, that Yeush, even when it's chal, it's only chal when it's asir the reshozoche. And Rav Safra was never asir shozoche. Matsim Yad Ari, of course it was Asim Yishon Zolcha. And that's it. Ooh, according to Siva, it's very good. Oh, Tosfos doesn't give that teretz. You know, maybe one could say, you know why Tosfos doesn't give that teretz? How do you know Tosfos agrees with this in Siva? What, because Tosfos writes in Bava Kama Daf Samach Vav that don't equate Yeush and Hefker. That's true. Don't equate Yeush and Hefker. But does it necessarily mean this Hagdara, this Yisov, that Yeush is only chal kematan adasar shazoche, and hefker is considered to be that which is chal miyad? One could disagree. One could disagree. When it comes to hefker, no, that is mentioned. That's Gemara Meforesh. The Sidon Nedar on Daf Mem Gimel. That's Machlokas Rabbi Yosi and Chachamim. And what about when it comes to Yeush? What about when it comes to? I'll tell you three possibilities. Three possibilities when it comes to Yeush. Possibly number one is what is true of Hefker is true of Yeush. Possibly number two, not true. What's true of Hefker is not true of Yeush. Ooh, in opposite directions. In opposite directions. One possibility, like Nesivis, Yeush, everybody would agree. Hadassu shows up. Hefker, oh, we can debate. Whether Hefker is Chalmiyad or Hefker is Kamatana. But Yeush? You're going to say that Yeush is Chalmiyad. Yeush is a license of Netilas Rishus, but it is not considered to be Afkas Abailus. Or maybe one could argue the other extreme. Maybe even though there's a Machlokes when it comes to Hefker, maybe everyone would agree that Yeush is Chalmiyah. Maybe everyone would agree that Yeush is Chalmiyah. The opposite of the Nesivis. One could argue that, you know, wait, let's not exactly equate Yeush and Hefker, but how you tilt is not necessarily to assume as the Chiddush of Nesivis. Who is it, let's say, a starting point that maybe one should not distinguish? And what's true of Yeush is indeed true of Hefker? And if there's a machlokas when it comes to Hefker, this machlokas will be relevant even when it comes to Yeush as well. Is there such a bala memra? Ooh, so if you look in Ramban, the Chiddushei Ramban Imsachim Daf Lamed Aleph. we have in our Chiddushi Ramban, the Hagos, and the old Rambans, of Rav Yisro Zalman. Rav Yisro Zalman writes that the Ramban is against the Nesivos. The Ramban is against the Nesivos. The Ramban writes the following issue, the case in the Gemara. You have a store, and the store is owned by non-Jews. But the store is frequented by Jews. The Poalim are Jews. So you have a store which is non-Jewishly owned, but Jews are constantly there, and guess what? All of a sudden now, L'achar Pesach, I find chametz. You know, there are a couple of possibilities. Maybe this was Chemetz or Shonachri, no problem. But maybe this was Chemetz or Sheyisrael. Who says the chametz that was sitting there was the non-Jews? Because he owned the building. What do you mean, the Poalim are Yisraelim? It was common for them to have chametz which is there. And maybe this is Chemetz or Sheyisrael, therefore it is considered to be osir. So yes, the Gemara says you have to be concerned. You can't just minastam assume this is Chemetz or Shalakum. That maybe this is Chemetz or Sheyisrael, and therefore it is considered to be that which is us. So the Ramban describes, what do you mean Chemetz or Sheyisrael? What exactly happened? Well, maybe again the workers were there and I dropped my chametz. I lost my chametz. Okay, so the Ramban describes now chametz with Rav Zalman assumes Pashup Shen Ramban with Yeyush. Maybe you know what, that was my chametz that they, you know, that got, I realized it was there, I would have, but you know, okay, but. And what does Ramban say? So Ramban writes, so why should that be usher because of by Rabbi Matzeh? So Ramban writes the following. Whoa. If you hold like Rabbi Yossi, the Ramban writes, the Kimatana. So therefore, it's yours, Adasu Shazoche. So since here it wasn't us, it's a Zoche, so therefore that's Chemetz of Sheyisrael. And what if you hold like the Chachamim? No, it's not Kamatana, but rather Miad. You know what the Ramban answers? Gazrina. Ooh, that's the Ramban. If you hold like Rabbi Yose, Kimatana, so it never left the Rishus of. It never left the Rishus of. So that's the problem. Chomer Shel Pesach. And if you hold like Chamim, no, that's not true. You don't need Asur Shazoche. But you know what? Gazrina. Oh, Sir Rishus Zalman writes. Now, like, what are we talking about here? We're talking about a case where this is lost chametz of a Jew, l'achar Yeyush. And the Ramban writes, and whether or not it is still Shel Yisrael, whether it's not, depends on Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. So Rabbi Zalman writes, you see, this Ramban is against the Nesivos. That this machlokas of Hefker is relevant to the case of Yeyush as well. And Rabbi Zalman quotes to another Ramban, but Messiah Daf Yud, not so long ago. No? Magbiya Messiah Lachavero, Kona Chavero, Lo Kona Chavero. Why isn't that considered to be Chav Lachairim? Oh, Lachairim have no rights to it. Why isn't it Chav Lachairim in terms of the Baalim himself? Oh, so the Ramban writes, the Baalim himself. Var Yotzen Rishuso B'Yeish. That's the Ramban writes, but it's Davyut, no? For Yotzen Rishuso B'Yeish. Because after all, the sheet of the Chachamim is that it's Yotz, Miad, wow. So this Chiddush of Nesivos, the Chiddush of Ktzos, Nesivos Reis Samat Beis, the Ktzos Tav Vav, Rav Zalman writes, it's against the Ramban. And the Chazon Ish writes in the opposite direction. Whoa. the Chazanish, and the Likutim on Bava Kama, right, and Simin Yurches. Chazanish writes that maybe everyone would agree that maybe Bailus is talking here, are you the age? Are you the age? See, why would that be? The Chazanish writes the following interesting chiddush. The phrase he uses when it comes to Yeush, Shehaneches Maradba. The Chafetz rebelled. The Chafetz rebelled. Why is something subject to Hefker? You know why something is subject to Hefker? Because I decided to. I'm the Bala Chafetz. So therefore, you know what? I can be Makdashit. I can be Maknet. I can be Mafkerit. Rahman al Islam, I can use it for purposes of Yisurim, purposes of Avodazara. So as the Bala Chafetz, I can consciously do A, B, C, and D. So maybe just like I can be machne, good, you can be machne, but adosh shuzofet, the same thing is true when it comes to hefker as well. But you know what, when you're dealing with a case of aved and yeush, it's not because I consciously, it means the matzav, the condition. Something happened to you. I no longer have dominion over this chafetz. It's gone. I can't finger it. I can't locate it. It's in a reshusi. And guess what? That I lose all hope of ever seeing it again. That's mamash like an act of hakna. Well, one could argue that the das machna is only chal when someone is kone. Here the Chazanish writes the opposite. That's a fundamental difference. That when you're dealing with hefker, correct, that's something that I consciously am doing. Here, when it comes to aved and yeush, it's just simply a recognition of a reality, of a condition, of a matzav. And maybe that reality means, the reality A, that the chefetz is in reshusi, and reality B, that, you know what, that I have no hope of ever seeing this in return. In such a case, there's a lingering bailus. A lingering bailus. Maybe then everyone would agree that indeed the bailus is kokamiyah. That's the Chazanish suggests, the opposite. The opposite of the sikhs. When a person is makne, makdish, makfir, okay, so it enters rishusadach area. I understand. But who says that's true when it comes to a case of yeush? Maybe in a case of yeush, paka. The Gemara has in Ashaleya, Gitna Flamatez. Nisya'ashtimi ploni avdi. That's it. He's a ben chori. Nisya'ashtimi ploni avdi. Why exactly is that true? Maybe because yeush is chal. Absolutely miyad. Well, the Nesivus writes along this. No. It's only ados l'shazofe. But you know what? The moment I give up any right to have to an eved, the eved is muchzak v'yatzma. So that is called asid r'shuzot. Or maybe poshub shadas, Chazanish writes that no. Bailus indeed is paka. Three shitas that you find even regarding yeush and hefker. Poshub shat Ramban that equates this chiddush of Nesivus, and this is how the Nesivus understands the whole difference between hetera and isura asli yadeh. Ad asir shuzolche, I'll add one word. Ad asir shuzolche, behetera. That's why there's a world of difference between those cases. How related is yeush and hefker? I understand. Right? What Tosfos writes, don't equate yeush with hefker. But what exactly does that mean? Absolutely independent hagdaras? Or is it possible to argue that no, even though clearly there are differences in either direction, but the linkage is something that is very, very, very significant. So that will have to be like the next, the relationship of yeush and hefker. And is it necessary in this era to argue that yeush and hefker, in terms of the prate hadin, are different? But does that really mean that cases of avudah mikol adam, which is hefker, cannot be a source
a source of Yeyush?
Does a source necessarily imply that they're absolutely identical? Or even acknowledging that, yes, there are going to be differences in terms of. But if I ask you, what is the model of Yeyush? The model of Yeyush, the answer clearly is going to be, the starting point is Avud Mikol Adam. But somehow, La'achar Yeyush, one can reach that status which the halakha recognizes as Avud Mikol Adam. That Pasha Pshat is going to be the Chiddush of Rashi and Yerushalmi, that even though, yes, you can list all the differences between, whether it's Midas and whether Amud Bitzava, and the list will go on and on and on, yeah, but nonetheless, undeniably, the Hagdara of Yeyush is going to be rooted in the concept of Avud Mikol Adam. Maybe just as a starting point, throw it out and you have to think about it. What is the definition of Bibles? What is the definition of Bibles? You know that Rambam, Sachim, Daf, Dalma, Beis, Ktzos, that same Simon, the other Ktzos, Simon Tafav. Maybe Bibles is a function of utility. Bibles in order to, Ritvin Sukkah, Daf, Lama Dalid, that if you have an Esrog of Orla, that's Aser Ba'achli and Aser Ba'na, it's not Lachem, because Gidrei Bibles means Bailus in order to. Bailus has to be manifest. Bailus has to be something you can express. No, the Tosefta and Orla. Orla, Eino Mishum Gezel. I stole your Orla. What do you mean, your Orla? Yours in order to do what? The Chiddush Rabban spells out explicitly. There's no Bailus in Isuri Hana. Because if there is no utility, there's no din of Bailus. So if something, for example, is Avud Mikol Adam, does it make sense to assume, even though there's absolutely no utility, even though the chayitz is beyond my reach, and even though there is no reasonable hope that I'll receive again, but nonetheless, I remain the Baal HaChayitz. That b'chor is the soul of Asher Tova Imen. That if it's Avud Mikol Adam, Al Pidin, you no longer are the Baal HaChayitz. Because Bailos is described in terms of utility. Utility. Ooh, so now I'll tell you the following. The Ramban. No. So if you have something that is Bershusa, okay, that's Bailus. But if you have something A, which is Eino Bershusa, and it's coupled by active age, is that enough to argue that is comparable to Avud Mikol Adam? That Bailus no longer exists. Bailus is determined and defined based on the Torah Hashem as Zika. Zika means that in some shape or form I'm connected with this chayfetz. Connection can take many different levels. Shali, Pirshusi. I'll tell you the following. Chovas Hashava. If the Torah insists that somebody else has a chiyuv hashava, you know what? Then it's not really true to say that there's an absolute disconnect between myself and that particular chayfetz. Because there are a lot of people out there that are going to have to engage in their due diligence in order to kfar nischayiv v'hashava, as Tosfos writes, v'vakam nasamach vav. A connectiveness, a zika, can be understood in many different ways. But, if it's something that A, is Eino Bershusa, and B, it's a case of Yeyush, and the Yeyush was Kodnas Liyadi, and there is no Chi of Hashava, does it really make sense to assume, but nonetheless, I remain the Baal HaChayitz. I remain the Baal HaChayitz, even though it's not mine, it's out of my reach, no one has any obligation to return, but nonetheless, I retain a Din Bailus. Maybe that's the Chiddush of Yeyush when it comes to Aveda. That if it's Afkos Hazika, the Bailus is Paka. And if you're going to ask me, Mechatesi, where do you see that that's true, that Zika is necessary in order to label you as the Baal HaChayitz? You know what the answer could very well be? Tova Mimenu, but Mitsui Mikol Adam. If it's Avud Mikol Adam, Now the Yerushalmi does not mean to argue that's identical with every case of Yeyush. But Hianosenes, that's the model of Bailus defined in terms of not who bought the Chafetz, who paid for the Chafetz, but rather who can exercise Zchusei Bailus. And therefore now that can filter down to other cases that you find instances of Yeyush itself. So this we'll have to see, this manifestation, this possibility of the Hagdara, which is established by Tovet Vimenu, even if the Prate Hadin of individual Yeyush are going to be so different than absolute cases of Hefker. But if you can't take a look at these Makoros, pretty critical, the relationship of Yeyush and Hefker, that Machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, Ad the Osir Shuzoche, Hefker Kamatana, is that fully relevant to cases of Yeyush? Or is it not? And if not, in which direction? The Nesivos, as opposed to the Chazon Ish and Samin Yechas.